We did a show on handwriting recently, and listeners sent in dozens of examples of their own, from grandma's recipes and long-lost love letters to personal journals, even an address book. Ironically, most of the submissions came via email. One day, though, a postcard mysteriously arrived, hand-colored in blue and black ink. The handwriting looked like Cyrillic.
Марина Цветаева. Письмо. Так писем не ждут. Так ждут письма. Тряпичный лоскут. Вокруг тесьма из клея. Внутри словцо. И счастье. И это все.
We were excited. The only problem, our Russian translation skills weren't really up to the job. Then a few days later, another postcard arrived, printed in the same blue and black design, and this time the handwriting was in English.
Marina Tsvetaeva. A letter. So they don't expect letters, so they wait for a letter. A ragged scrap, circled by sticky tape. Inside, a scribble, and happiness. And that's all.
So now we were intrigued. No name, no return address. But they kept coming, first in Russian, then in English, with drawings that matched the poems. And they were beautiful. One was a pen and ink drawing of a barge floating down the Oka River. Another, a man threshing in a field. Again, hand-painted, the autumn colors vibrant. We started waiting by the mailbox.
Осень в Тарусе. Ясное утро, не жарко. Лугом бежишь налегке. Медленно тянется барка вниз по оке.
Autumn in Tarusa. A clear morning. The air is cool. Lightly you cross the meadow. On the Oka, a barge slowly draws by.
The postcards blew us away. We passed them around. We told stories about them. We panicked when one went missing. When we found it, I thought, why did we care? Why did this unknown person send these to us? Was there a message for us? And would there be more?
Несколько слов по неволе все повторяешь подряд. Где-то бубенчики в поле слабо звенят. В поле звенят? На лугу ли? Едут ли на молодьбу?
Unwilled, a word is speaking itself over and over, and others follow. A bell can be heard somewhere, faintly rung in a field. Are they going to be threshing? Autumn in Tarusa, Marina Tsvetaeva.
Curious about these postcards from our anonymous correspondent? You can see them, front and back, in English and Cyrillic, on our website at ttbook.org.